Hello, and welcome to Social Media Marketing GPS, a series of American Marketing Association podcasts to help you build a roadmap to social media success. I'm your host, Nancy Pacala, Director of Online Content for the AMA. Today's podcast is the first in a series of podcasts on trends and best practices in social media. Joining me today is our moderator, Toby Bloomberg, President of Bloomberg Marketing and author of a new ebook, Social Media Marketing GPS, A Guide to Social Media, One Tweet at a Time, featuring 40 of today's most influential thought leaders in social media. Toby is a recognized speaker on social media and is a frequent presenter at a number of AMA conferences and events, including Social Media Bootcamp and Digital Centered Marketing. She also serves as moderator of the AMA's Interactive Marketing Online Community. Toby's blog, Diva Marketing, at divamarketingblog.com, is included in the Forbes list of top 20 marketing and social media blogs by women. You can also follow her on Twitter at TobyDiva. We're also excited to welcome our special guests for today's podcast, Shel Israel and David Merman Scott. Shel consults companies on social media strategies. His clients have included one-person startups and Fortune 100 companies. His primary focus is on using social media to achieve strategic business goals. He is probably best known as a writer and a speaker. He has contributed editorially to Business Week, Fast Company, and Dow Jones. He is author of Twitterville, How Businesses Can Thrive in the New Global Neighborhoods, co-author of Naked Conversations, How Blogs Are Changing the Way Businesses Talk with Customers, and The Conversational Corporation, a Dow Jones ebook. He's been a keynote speaker more than 100 times in 10 countries and has been interviewed numerous times online, both in print and in broadcast media. Among the best-known companies he's worked with or addressed on social media are Wells Fargo Bank, Sun Microsystems, Dell Computer, CNET, Hewlett-Packard, and Intel. He has also advised scores of private sector companies. His blog, Global Neighborhoods, focuses on social media issues and is often listed among the world's top 200 business blogs. He's among the 10,000 most followed people on Twitter, according to Twitterholler. David Merman Scott's book, The New Rules of Marketing and PR, opened people's eyes to the new realities of marketing and public relations on the web. 6 months on the Business Week bestseller list and published in more than 25 languages, from Bulgarian to Vietnamese, New Rules is now a modern business classic. His new book, Marketing Lessons from the Grateful Dead, was released this week in bookstores worldwide. Toby, welcome to the program, and thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Nancy. I appreciate the opportunity to be part of AMA's Professional Development Program on how to include social media in your marketing or business strategy. Before we begin the show, I'd like to give a shout-out to Dennis Dunlap, AMA CEO, for the idea of this podcast series. Our goal is to extend the learnings from the Social Media Marketing GPS book by speaking to some of the people who were interviewed in the book. So in keeping with the short format of a book based on tweets, we'll try to hold our conversation to about 14 minutes or so, because 140 seconds is too short and 140 minutes way too long. We thought it would be fun to begin each podcast with a few tweets from our guests' interviews, and then we'll expand into a deeper conversation. Today, we'll talk about why social media. Shel, David, my very special thanks to both of you for graciously agreeing to be part of the first podcast.
Thanks for having us, Toby.
Yep, absolutely. It's always good to be with a diva.
Thanks, David. Shel wrote the foreword, and David wrote the after foreword. So, Shel, you get the honor of kicking this off first with a few of your tweets, and then, David, if you would pick up after Shel.
Okay, great. I'll just start. It had to happen, an entire book, one tweet at a time, and yet it is a real book that will help you understand what social media is about. And when you stop to think, conversations are also what marketing is about. It's not just about messages and targets. It's not about talking to, but talking with. Marketing is about getting closer with your customers, which requires listening at least as much as talking. Will tweeted books replace traditional books? God, I hope not. I've got no desire to be put out of business. And it seems to me that what we have here is a very good thing. Enjoy what you are about to read, and tweet us what you think.
David?
How do you get attention? Buy it with advertising, beg for it from the media, one at a time with direct sales, or earn it with social media. Stop being egotistical. Resist the urge to talk about your products and services. Create content to help your buyers solve problems. Get out of your nice, comfortable office and meet with your potential customers. Use what you learn to create valuable stuff online. You've got to think of social media as spreading ideas, not generating leads. If your ideas spread, people will actively seek you out. To create interesting information online, hire a journalist, full-time, part-time, or freelance. They are skilled at telling a story. Social media is like a cocktail party. Do you shout, "Buy my product," ask everyone for business cards, or just meet people and talk? Bottom line on social media, you are what you publish and what others publish about you.
Thank you. I love hearing your voices, and I loved hearing you read that. It adds a different dimension, as does reading anything. So I hope you both are planning to read part of your books and put them on Books by Tape.
I actually just got finished reading the Grateful Dead book, so thank you for encouraging me.
You both bring out the idea that social media is about talking to people, or as the buzzword has become, let's put this in caps, the conversation. But to some people, you know, that's not such a simple concept, and people are still a little hesitant to step into the space. So let's start our conversation with, why should an organization include social media? Why social media? Anybody take it?
Well, I'll go first. Any organization that still exists in this recession has already looked at the numbers and where the customers are going and where the future customers are going and where the prospects are going and where the competitors are going. They need to go to social media for the same reason politicians go to the funerals of famous people. That's where the voters are. In this case, it's where the customers are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what's happening is that there's all sorts of cocktail parties going on around the town being the web, the cocktail parties being the various discussions that are happening out there. And just like in the physical world, it's possible for a company to just stay in their little office and never go out, never meet anybody. But if you're a real estate agent in town and you never go to the bowling league or the church or the club or the general store or anything, you just sit in your office, the phone ain't going to ring. And the same thing is really true of Twitter and social media, is that there's so many things going on. If you become a part of it, then you engage people in the way that they want to be engaged. And it really is just like going to a cocktail party. You talk to people a little bit about business, a little bit about your family, a little bit about your hobbies, a little bit about what you did last weekend, and you end up actually making friends.
So a lot of people think that the concept of just chatting with people, especially in a digital world, is a little bit odd, and it's not hardcore, and it's hard to measure. But not only that, it just, I've gotten pushed back by companies that are telling me it's just too touchy-feely. What do you say to that?
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, so, I mean, gosh, again, I'm going to come back to this metaphor. It is like just engaging people in a social situation, a physical social situation. And if you're an individual who absolutely detests people, and you don't like talking to people, you don't like going to the church social, or you don't like going to the country club, or you don't like meeting people at parties, if your company is having a summer barbecue, you call in sick that day, well, then social media is not for you because you're not a social person. But most human beings are very social, and social media is a way for people to engage in a digital way. And best of all, it's on your time. You don't have to go to a party at a certain time. Whenever you want to jump onto social media, there are your friends. And there are some new people that you can meet, and there are people who potentially might do business with you. And it is social. But this idea that business needs to be incredibly serious I think is wrong. I think people are fun-loving. People want to enjoy themselves. And if everything is so dour and serious all the time, I don't think your business will do very well in the future.
It's hard for me to be on the same panel as David because I violently agree with just about everything he says, and that's not my style. I always wonder how many of your listeners walked into a store and bought something from a salesperson who came up to them and said, "You gonna buy something?" I also wonder how many have gone into business-to-business meetings and sat in the boardroom where somebody walked in and said, "Okay, listen up," and began by showing the first of 272 slides, each of which had 27 data points on them. This isn't how we do business. Before we had social media, we had golf courses. We, by nature, going all the way back to the cave, have been social in our nature. We've been storytellers in our nature. And it has always amazed me how I can meet somebody who tells me a really great story about their business, and then I go to their website and I see regurgitative pap that doesn't differentiate them from anyone, but simply strings together the same cliches as anywhere else. We do business with people. There are all kinds of arguments to say this isn't true, it's about products, it's about this, it's about price, it's about commodities. But in the end, the strength of our decision has an emotion involved, and the emotion's involved with, "I like this guy," or, "This company's really trying. I like what they're trying to do." And when all things are equal, we go to the people that we get to know, the people we dig into. And this is only 14 minutes long, so I'll sit down and shut up at this point.
I'll tell a story on my style show. You told me a long time ago when I vehemently insisted that social media belonged in marketing and that's where it should stay and remain, that no, it crosses silos. And I've since eaten my hat many dozen times because now I believe what you've said. I've seen it too many times.
You've grown so wise, grasshopper.
I have. It's the diva in me. But at any rate, why should an organization, or how should an organization conduct social media business, because it is impacting business? So I guess my question is, how is social media changing how we conduct business?
Oh.
Because it does cross all those silos.
God, you want to do this in less than 140 hours, right?
I guess so.
The short answer is social media is changing every aspect of business that I can think of, from product development to customer support to recruiting. Marketing, certainly, communication, certainly. There are very few areas where the modern company and any form of institution, not just business, is being impacted by social media. It's a phenomenon that changes things the way email did, the way phone did, the way certain broadcasts such as television did. It's, you know, one of the old questions that seems to have faded away is, what do I do with this stuff? And my answer was always, anything you like. And it sounded very zen, but I was serious. You can do just about anything you want with it. It's one of the problems is the starting point for business should not be, what do I do with social media? The starting point to me in business is, what's my business strategy? What am I trying to achieve? What are the possible ways I can do this? And how would social media tools make that easier, less expensive, or faster to accomplish? And I think every time that a business decision maker logically looks at the social media option, they come up with something that works for them. And somebody like me, I can do all the cheerleading in the world, but business is still about solving business problems, achieving business goals, making money, of course, which is connected to it. But it begins with just follow your strategy and look at what available tools there are. David?
Oh, I would just imagine this conversation 100 years ago when the telephone started to creep into offices, or what I lived through in the very beginning of my career 25 years ago when the PC started to become available. And, you know, imagine, and it happened in 25 years ago, people would say, oh, well, you don't need a PC. Why would you need a PC? What's that for? It's just a toy. There's a couple of PCs there in the accounting department, but why would the marketers or the customer services people or the executives or anyone else need PCs? I mean, why would they need those? And the same thing happened 100 years ago with telephones. So businesses have had the same argument of why should we be doing this whenever something new in the technology sphere comes along.
And the outcome to that is the businesses that elect to do not do just fine for a while. Maybe they do just fine as they age along with their customers, but they usually do not get to continue into a next generation.
Exactly.
And so how does an organization prepare to build that social media culture if they don't have it already built into their DNA?
Well, almost no company on earth began with social media in their DNA. Building culture is a term that just makes me wince a little bit. What happens is you bring innovation, and the culture forms itself. It is a bottom-up mechanism. You don't really succeed very well by standing in front of a group and say, okay, our culture has changed. We're going to be touchy-feely next week. It takes social media out of it. Think of any village or community, physical community, and bring something new in, a Coke bottle falling out of a sky in Africa, a machine that you pick up and you can talk in real time to a human being that's located somewhere else. This changes things, and you bring in the change, you show how it's used, and the culture builds from there.
And we're about running out of our time, so if you would just take 30 seconds or so and wrap it up, what one tip would you give our listeners?
David?
Have fun. I mean, this stuff, it's not work. It's fun. Interacting with people throughout your day is an exciting and fun and interesting activity. If you treat it like work, it will be work. If you treat it like fun, it's fun. And guess what? Work can be fun.
Just do it. It takes you to very interesting and strange places, just like the Grateful Dead.
And the name of the book again, David?
No wonder. We've only brought it up three times.
Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing your insights. And where can people find you online?
In my case, Twitter, DMSCOTT. That's DM Scott. And then from there, you can find all my other stuff.
And Mr. Israel?
I'm at Shell Israel, S-H-E-L-I-S-R-A-E-L, at twitter.com. And from there you can find all my stuff and maybe some of David's.
It's been my absolute pleasure. And now let's toss it back to Nancy.
Well, these have been all really great perspectives on the question, why social media? We've been talking to Toby Bloomberg, Shell Israel, and David Meerman Scott. Thank you all for joining us, and thank you for listening to this edition of our AMA Social Media Marketing GPS podcast series. I hope it's been a good learning and listening experience for you. Look for information on other upcoming podcasts in this social media series by visiting marketingpower.com/podcast. And make sure you sign up for the RSS feed on marketingpower.com so you're aware of all the podcast series available to you. You can download Toby Bloomberg's ebook, Social Media Marketing GPS, A Guide to Social Media One Tweet at a Time, by visiting divamarketingblog.com or the Social Media Podcast Series page on Marketing Power at marketingpower.com/social media. Until next time, I've been your host, Nancy Bacala. Thanks so much for joining us.